Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, and we just want to tell you how much we love you and appreciate you, God. God, you are great. Hallelujah. God, you magnificent. God, you are wonderful. God, you're merciful. God, you're so kind. God, you're so generous. God, we love you and we appreciate you, God, because you do so much for us. Because you just love us, Lord. You just love us, God. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We want to tell you thank you, Father God. And we welcome you in, Lord God. We welcome you into our heart. We welcome you into our mind. We welcome you into our spirit. We welcome you into our soul, God. We just welcome you, Lord. We welcome you into every area of our life, God, every situation, every circumstance, God. We welcome you, Lord God, and we want you to come in, Father God, and strip away the old. We want you, Lord God, to go into those areas, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that are contrary to your word, God, those things that are hidden away, tucked away, God, that we have forgotten about. We want you, God, to go in and clean out our holes, God, in the name of Jesus, those crevices, Lord God, those things, Lord God, we tucked away and said we just want to forget, Father God, but God, it doesn't allow us to get free. So God, we're asking you, Father God, to enter in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Enter into our hearts, Lord God, and clean out our cupboards, Lord God. Clean out behind the doors. Clean out our closets, Lord. Let us not be ashamed or embarrassed when you bring stuff up or when you expose some things. But God, help us to have a grateful heart, God, because we know, God, that you love us and you care about us, God, in the name of Jesus. When you chastise us, when you do these things, Lord God, we know, Father God, that is you, Father God. It is you, Father God, that is working some things out for our good. You are going in, Father God, and you are, Lord God, working some things in the midst of us, Lord God, learning and growing and maturing in you. So, God, we just thank you on today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We just thank you, Father God, for the things that you do in our lives, Lord God, in our family's lives, God. We just thank you for, God, how you just move, Lord God, behind the scenes and, God, work things out for our good, Father God. Make a way out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord God, for uplifting all the heavy burdens, Lord God, and those things, Lord God, that seem heavy on our heart. God, you do all this stuff, God, and we want to come, Father God, and give it all to you, every concern, Father God, everything, God, that's heavy on our hearts, Lord God, about our families, our loved ones, our children, God, even our adult children, Lord God, those that we haven't seen in a long time, God, we want to bring them to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because these things, Father God, Lord God, we cannot do anything about, God, we can do nothing of our own, so God, we just want to give it all over to you, Father God, asking, Father God, that you would go in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and see about each and every individual, Father God, everything that's heavy on their heart, Father God, those, Lord God, that this seems like they just cannot get it together, Lord God, they're constantly begging, constantly hunting, constantly searching, Father God, help them to find you right now, Lord God, help them to come into the full knowledge of you, help them, Father God, to have a heart of acceptance, Lord God, to accept what you have for them in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you will go after them, Father God, Lord God, go after your lost sheep, go after those that have turned and walked away, go after those, God, that have, Lord God, fallen short, Father God, and think that, Lord God, they can't come back, Father God, but you are the comeback, God, Lord God, that you care so much about us, Lord God, that you do not want us to stay in condemnation, but God, that you, Father God, tell us to get up and shake it off, Lord God, and keep on going. You tell us every time to forget those things that are behind us. You tell us all the time, Lord God, not to dwell on the past, Lord God, but to keep our minds on things that are good, that are of purpose, Lord God, that are of a good report, that has virtue. You tell us to keep our minds stayed on you, God, that we can be at perfect peace. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord, help your people on today to seek after your kingdom and your righteousness, God. Remember to, Lord God, continue to go into the hearts, Lord God, and help God cut away all those different things, in the heart, Father God, that is not of you. Father God, we just bless you on today. We just thank you, Father God, because your word is sharper than two-edged sword. And we know, Father God, as that word comes, it cuts away, Lord God. And we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you forgive us, Lord God, for not being, Lord God, attentive to you, Father God. Forgive us, Lord God, for trespasses and iniquities. Forgive us, Lord God, of those things, Lord God, that we're carrying, and Father God, that we're supposed to give unto you. God, forgive us, Lord God, Father God, that jealousy and covetousness, Lord God, those things that is in our heart, Father God. God, forgive us, Lord God, for holding a grudge and bitter and rage. And Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, to want to put our hands to your business when you tell us, Lord God, not to be concerned about tomorrow, Lord God, and take our hands off and move back and step to the side. God, we're asking, Father God, that you help us, God, not to be so selfish or self-centered, Father God, only focusing on ourselves and not caring about the concerns of others. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to work on our heart, change our heart, our mind, God, change our perspective, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking, God, that you will fill us up, Father God, fill us up, God, that place that is barren and dry, Father God, that you will put us on fire for you again. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, God, look, God, let us not be a compromise of being happy and half out, God, lukewarm, but God, give us a fire like never before, where we hunger and thirst after your righteousness, God, wanting the more of you each and every day, starting over, Lord God, keeping our eyes staying on you, God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, these things, Lord God, that have us all messed up on our hearts, God, that has us, Lord God, all confused, or Father God, that has us in the yoke of bondage, I gotta ask that you expose those things, God, and that you give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, that we cannot stay in that same place, but God, that we continue to move forward. God, I ask that you remove all the delusions and illusions, Father God. These illusions of grandeur, Father God, they're false hopes, and Father God, the world's dreams, God, but they have nothing to do with you. I'm asking, Father God, that you expose the lies and, Lord God, the misconceptions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that you will allow your people to come into the full knowledge of you, and Father God, understand that you're a God that has, Father God, a foundation, Lord God, to settle us, Father God, that your word is true, and what you promise, Lord God, it cannot return unto you void, but your word is true, and your promises are yes and amen. And we can stand firm on you, Father God. We do not have to back up, but Lord God, we don't have to throw in the towel. Because, Lord God, for you and in you and through you, we have everything that we need. God, and even, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that we thought that was unavailable to us. God, oh God, all we have to do is just believe. And I ask, God, that you help us, God, not to be ashamed of the goodness, not to be ashamed. Help us, Lord God, to remove the shame and embarrassment, God, and tell the people, God, of everything that you've already done and what you can do for them as well. God, give us a heart, Lord God, to tell your good news, that the people will know that you're still alive, you're still moving, you're still shaking and moving some things, Lord God, and you're still, God, oh God, planting and still uprooting, and you're still making a change, God, that is so beneficial, God, that you are alive and well, and that you've never changed. God, is a lie that the enemy has told the people that you're no longer here, but your spirit is still dwelling with us, and you're waiting on us, and you want us to run unto you. God, give us the courage to run unto you. God, give us the courage, Lord God, to run, Lord God, to you, and right, look you right in the face, God. God, so we can see our reflection, because the glory, Father God, is shining so bright. Lord God, we can see the truth, and we can see who we really are. And Father God, we don't have to compromise, and we don't have to settle for less, but we can trust you with everything, God, because what you have for us, hallelujah, is better than what the world has to offer. So God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, give us the courage, Lord God, to say no to the flesh, no to the lust of the eyes, no to pride and haughtiness, say no to the world and the things of the world, And help us, Lord God, to say yes to you, knowing, Father God, if we surrender all, Father God, you can do even greater, even more than that. Father God, we just bless you and thank you, God, because we know, God, that you will keep us. Lord, we just bless you on today, and we thank you. We ask, God, continue to work within us, Lord God. God, order our steps and keep us, Lord God. Keep our mind, keep our heart. God, keep us, Lord God, as we press into you, as we press into the Lord. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus. Remember our families and our loved ones, Lord God. Save them, Lord God. Help them, Father God. Help them in their marriages. Help them in their relationships. Help them on their jobs, Lord God. Help them to do right, Lord God. Give them the sanity that they need, Lord God. The soundness of mind. Let them know, Father God, that you have placed that and given that all to us. Remove all the fear, Father God, the anger, Father God, the misunderstandings and the disappointments. God, help us to release all that to you and forgive and operate out of love and have a heart of absolutions, Lord God. Not bringing stuff up, not drawing up the past, not hanging stuff over people's hands, but God, releasing that stuff onto you. God, we just thank you for your peace. We thank you, God, that once we release all those things, God, we can truly rest in you, knowing, God, that you got our backs and you know everything that we need and we're never alone. And God, that you will fill the voids in our lives. God, you want to do that. So God, I'm asking, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, for whatever you have for us in the name of Jesus. God, open our ears, God, that we can hear what your spirit is saying. And open our eyes, God, that we can clearly see, God, what you are trying to show us and learn what we need to learn. God, we just thank you on today. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for safe travels, and we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to arrive and be in your sanctuary on today. And I ask, God, that you will cover us and keep us safe from all our harm and danger, seen and unseen. God, give us a heart to receive what you have for us on, even on tonight. God, cover our homes. Let the blood of Jesus cover our cars, our homes, our families, our loved ones, our extended families, those that are attached to us, and most of all, our spiritual family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for everything, God. We really do appreciate you, God, because, Lord, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are absolutely nothing. You don't want to give us winning inventions. It's you, Father God, that regulate our minds. And so, God, we just thank you on today, and we appreciate you, and we tell you that we love you, God. In your son Jesus' name, I pray.